I Made a Commitment to God by Nestor Curbelo, Church History Advisor, South America, South Area. The church was established in Guayacana, Ecuador, thanks in large part to Virgilio Cimarron, who made a difficult decision in order to stay true to his testimony. Virgilio Cimarron Salazar was a leader in his native Chachi community of northern Ecuador. To this day, the Chachi maintain their distinct way of life and their own system of justice, with a communal council, governors, and judges. These leadership roles are typically positions of honor that families hold for generations and that are built on a deep foundation of community respect and esteem. Respect for the position was a trust to be cared for and passed on to the next generation. But Virgilio Cimarron's plans for his life changed in 1996 when his son Wilson returned from studies in Canindé with copies of the Book of Mormon and a firm testimony of his new religion. Filled with the faith and enthusiasm of one who has found the truth, Wilson shared the message of the gospel with his family, and they were soon baptized in the waters of the Canindé River. As the Cimarrons shared the gospel with Chachi friends and neighbors, however, a serious conflict developed. Some Chachis felt that Virgilio Cimarron's beliefs made him a heretic and even considered violence against him. Others felt that as a governor, he should not participate in a new faith that might divide the people. With this concern, they took him to be tried by the communal council. It would be one of the most difficult experiences of Virgilio's life. Wilson relates what happened. The council in full assembly told my father, "You will remain as our governor if you renounce the Church of Jesus Christ. You must retract." My father said, "I made a commitment to God, and when a man makes a commitment to God, it is not retractable. I cannot give up the church. If you think I'm a governor who has divided the Chachi people, then, O my people, choose you this day another one in my place." Then I saw the scene of my father crying. The council was in total silence for more than 5 minutes. Nobody said anything. Then someone said, "Then, Governor, leave." Slowly, my father stood. So my mom, my sister, and I went down and left the council. As Brother Cimarron was removed from his office, difficult days followed for the family. Feeling contempt for many who had once respected them, the family turned to the faith they had embraced and preached the gospel with great fervor. Then their stake president, Omar Intriago Caesar, explains, they began to preach the gospel from house to each family of this community. The Guayacana branch started with Virgilio Cimarron and his son Wilson. The church was established because of his faith, his strength, and his testimony. In just a few years, the efforts of the Cimarron family bore great fruit. May 30th, 1999 became a day of celebration in Guayacana when a large baptismal service was held. President Intriago recalls, "We arrived with Roberto Garcia, the mission president, and both participated in that glorious day, where on the beaches of the Canindé River, two missionaries baptized 60 people. Then President Garcia on one side and I on the other confirmed as members of the church all who were baptized. It was a privilege that will never be erased from my life." Although Virgilio gave up his governorship to stay true to his testimony, he was able to pass on another legacy to the next generation, that of serving the people by establishing the gospel among them. We lived to see Wilson serve a full-time mission and then return to Guayacana to marry his wife Ruth and have children. Some years later, Virgilio died faithful in the church. His wife Maria Juana Apa has lived to witness their son's calling in 2014 to serve as branch president in Guayacana. Wilton is very aware of the heritage his father always wanted to give him. "My ancestors have always been governors, heads of soldiers, strong warriors, he says. I feel all these ancestral roots still manifest in me. But now that I am a member of the church, all that strength has helped me become a good soldier of Jesus Christ. End of the article, I Made a Commitment to God by Nestor Curbelo. Read by David Shaw.